The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Nun Vav discusses the custom that we have after Kiryat Shema, after saying the word Shema Yisrael, the Pasuk, we say the Pasuk Baruch Shem Kivod Malkoto Le'olam Vared. However, that Pasuk is recited quietly. So the Gemara explains to us the source of this minhag. The Gemara says that when Yaakov Abinu was about to die, he called his children together to tell them when the final redemption is going to be, when Mashiach is going to come. At that point, the Shekhinah left him. He thought that maybe it's because one of his children might not be worthy. For example, he said, just like my grandfather Avraham had Yishmael, and my father Yitzhak had Esav, maybe one of my children is not Hagun. The children responded in unison to their father, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Yisrael, our father. Just like you believe in one God, we also believe like you in one God. Yaakov Abinu was very thrilled to hear that his children were all following his ways. So he recited, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. He blessed the name of God. So therefore there's reason to say Baruch Shem, because the source is Yaakov Abinu. The only problem is, in the Torah itself, when Moshe Rabbeinu quotes us the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he does not follow it with Baruch Shem Kebarchoto Le'olam Ba'ed. So we're in a dilemma. On one hand, Yaakov said it. On the other hand, Moshe did not say it. So to make a compromise, not to disrespect Moshe, because he didn't say it, so therefore we can't say it out loud. But not to disrespect Yaakov, because he did say it, so to compromise, we say it to ourselves. So the question was asked in Halakha by the Ben Ish Chai. What about after Anna Bechawah, which is we have a custom every morning, to say Anna Bechawah, which was a tefillah written by the Nehunya ben Akana. It's a special prayer, and after the prayer, there's the line, Baruch Shem Kibum HaKato Le'olam Ba'ed. So the question is, can you say that Baruch Shem out loud? So the Torah Lishma writes that according to the logic of the Gemara, seemingly it should only be a problem by Shema, because you have the issue of Moshe and Yaakov. But any other place, Lechaura, it shouldn't be a problem. However, that is not his conclusion in the book Od Yosef Chai. In the book Od Yosef Chai, the Ben Ish Chai says, even in Ana Bechawach, one must be careful at the end to say Baruch Shem Kivu Makutolam Ba'ed quietly. However, he does say everywhere else. For example, when you're learning and you get the word, the Pasuk Baruch Shem Kivu Makutolam Ba'ed, when you're studying the Shulchan Aruch, for example, or the laws of Kiryat Shema, certainly there would be no problem to say it out loud. So again, one should be careful to say the Baruch Shem silently, whether it's in Kiryat Shema or whether it's in the Anna Bechawah. Certainly on Kippur, there is an exception that we do say the Baruch Shem aloud, and that's another reason that we discussed in another daily halakha. Purim Sameach.